Thank you. So there's this pipe. And I saw this pipe every day. There's just a little tube. There's just a little tube with a little drizzle coming out of it. And I saw it every day. I saw it every day when I went to work. I saw this pipe with a little tube with a little drizzle coming out of it. For years. Years. I'd go to work. I'd see this little pipe with this little drizzle coming out of it, this little tube. And I never knew what it was about. I never knew why it was there. It was really close to the ground. It was like right there, right on the floor. It was just a little pipe, this little tube with a little drizzle coming out of it, going into a hole in the floor. Right there, every day when I went to work for years, I saw this pipe. This little tube with a little drizzle coming out of it. And every time I saw it, I wondered, what is that? Why is that there? What is it doing? It's just a little drizzle coming out of that tube. What could it possibly be for? I mean, it doesn't seem like it could possibly be draining anything significant, this tiny little drizzle coming out of this little tube. But every day, I'd go to work, and I'd see this little pipe. It's right by the floor, right against the wall, right by the floor, coming out of the wall, going into a hole in the floor, this little pipe, this little tube, a little drizzle coming out of it. A little while ago, I went to work and I saw the tube, the little drizzle coming out of it. And I don't think I even noticed it because I saw it every day for years. And while I was at work, I heard this banging and clanging, and these guys in jumpsuits with filthy faces were wandering around. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it. I certainly didn't think about the pipe, the little tube with a little drizzle coming out of it. I didn't normally think about it that much. I mean, I know that I saw it. I know that I saw it sitting there. And then I remember once I was coming back to work, and I saw somebody I work with, like, crouching down by the pipe, crouching down by the little tube with a little drizzle coming out of it. And he was catching some of the drizzle in a little cup. And when he saw that I saw him, he looked guilty. And he sort of quickly stood up and kind of walked away. Well, that was probably my most intimate encounter with the little pipe. The little tube with the little drizzle coming out of it. So I heard this banging and clanging, and I saw the work day. The guys in the jumpsuits with the dirt on their faces and those kind of that ingrown dirt in their hands. And then I left work that day. And I walked by what had been the little tube with a little drizzle coming out of it. And suddenly it was a big pipe. Like, it started out being the same pipe. But then, where it turned into a little tube with a little drizzle coming out of it, it became this big copper pipe with a big fitting on it. And coming out of it was this hellacious torrent of water. Where the hell is that coming from? I mean, where is it coming from before? Was there always 1,000% more of it just waiting somewhere to come out? I mean, was it hiding out in the walls? Was it mildewing the toilets or something? So now every day I go to work and I see this big pipe, this big heavy-duty pipe with this just endless waterfall. This, you know, it's like if you turned on your faucet full blast. All the time, there's never a slab. I mean, that thing before was just a little trickle. It's like you could turn on the faucet the slightest amount you could. And now, it's a big tube. The hole in the floor is the same. But I don't know where it goes. You can't really see anything. You look down and it's just a little, you know, PVC pipe. Hole in the floor. And with this big copper thing with a fitting on the end of it, gushing great gouts of water into some of this that can only be imagined.